Mike Zweifel back here on WEKZ, AM 1260 and FM 95.5 for To The Point. Pleased to be joined here in early October. It's the 4th, which means we're just getting started with Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And we're pleased to be joined here at this time at FHN, the Women's Diagnostic Center. And taking the time to join us here is Cammie Robinson. Cammie, thanks so much for coming aboard here today, and welcome to Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Thank you for having me.
Well, Cammie, you work at the Women's Diagnostic Center at FHN. Tell us a little bit about your role there at FHN.
I just came into the full-time nurse navigator position. So I have gotten more involved with doing the mammograms and the breast biopsies now. I also do quite a bit of procedures on the imaging side, liver biopsies, renal biopsies, prostate biopsies.
All right, Cammie. And the Women's Diagnostic Center FHN, I hear it's very state-of-the-art facility at FHN Memorial Hospital. Tell us about some of the types of services that are available there.
The Women's Center offers digital screening and diagnostic mammography. The screenings can be set up by appointment or walk-in all day on Wednesdays or Thursday afternoons. We perform stereotactic breast biopsies, ultrasound-guided breast biopsies, bone density testing, breast MRIs, and also genetic testing.
Yeah, we're talking with Cammie Robinson, FHN Women's Diagnostic Center, FHN. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month here in October. You've talked a little bit about it already here, but the all-digital mammograms are done at the center, and you've expanded your walk-in Wednesday mammogram program to now include walk-in Thursdays. Tell us a little bit about that.
Walk-in Wednesday and Thursdays allows for flexibility for the patients to walk in at their convenience without an appointment. It is Wednesdays from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. and Thursdays from noon to 6 p.m. These are screening mammograms, so a doctor's order is not needed. These screening mammograms can also be set up by an appointment without the doctor's order. For screenings, the patients come in. They should not have any issues. They should not be feeling any lumps, tenderness, or any kind of drainage. For those cases, they should contact their physician, and an order would be placed by the physician for a diagnostic mammogram, and then they'd be set up for an appointment.
If they don't want to take in an advantage of the walk-in Wednesday, can they still make an appointment? And if so, how can they do so?
Yes, they can always make an appointment. The appointment number that they can call is 1-877-600-0346. And it's extension 911.
All righty. Let's talk a little bit about this. What's a breast MRI, and when would one of those be done?
A breast MRI uses a magnet instead of radiation. It's used more for high-risk patients, sometimes patients with dense breast tissue or a patient that already has a breast cancer diagnosis to evaluate the extent of the cancer. It can measure the size of the tumor, check for other tumors. This particular test does require contrast to be injected through an IV, which would provide a higher level of detail on the images.
Cammie Robinson with us here, FHN Women's Diagnostic Center. Let's talk about digital bone densitometry. What exactly is that, Cammie, and when would someone want that that type of screening?
Bone density testing will measure bone loss and assess your risk of breaking bones. It can confirm a diagnosis of osteoporosis and also monitor osteoporosis treatment. A bone density test is recommended if you have lost height, fractured a bone, especially if you have coughed or sneezed and fractured a bone that way. If you take certain medications such as steroids, or if you've received an organ or bone marrow transplant.
Cammie Robinson back with us here in the FHN Women's Diagnostic Center. We talked about how state-of-the-art it is. You also have the CT scanner that's a lot more than just a scanner. Tell us about this and what types of situations it'd be used.
Yes, our CT scanner is actually two scanners in one. It can be used for a CAT scan and also is used for nuclear medicine. It provides high accuracy when looking at things such as tumors, infections, blockages to the heart, or they can look at gastric emptying.
Cami, we've talked a little bit about mammograms already. How often should women actually get a mammogram?
There is a variety of guidelines out there, but the vast majority of the guidelines do suggest that screening mammograms start at age 40, and a woman should continue screenings every year. The screenings do need to be 1 year apart for insurance to cover, but it's always a good idea to check with your provider and your insurance company to make sure that it is covered.
Cami, we also talk about from time to time in terms about genetic testing. Tell us about what is involved with this genetic testing program that's offered at FHN.
The screening is called the MyRisk Hereditary Cancer Panel Test. It looks at 8 different cancers, including breast, ovarian, colon, endometrial, melanoma, pancreatic, gastric, and prostate. Everyone that comes in for a mammogram fills out a questionnaire screening tool. It includes questions about their personal cancer history and their family cancer history. We review those answers and determine if they're candidates for the genetic testing. Paperwork is then filled out with more specifics regarding their personal cancer history or their family history then. We can draw their blood the same day. It's sent to the genetic testing company, which is Myriad. It takes approximately 4 weeks for the testing to be completed, and based on the testing results, patients may need to seek further counseling from a provider to work with them for increased surveillance.
All right, Cami. There's also an event coming up to FHN, and of course, you guys at FHN do a lot to inform the public, and the Women's Diagnostic Center doing just that. Tell us about this, A Slice of Time Just for You. When and where is this taking place?
This will be held at Canova's in Freeport. This is on Monday, October 15th, and also Monday, October 22nd. Both are at 5:30 p.m. The content will be the same at both events, so you can pick which one works best for your schedule. Dr. Keith Martin and his nurse practitioner, Sarah Smith, will be speaking about the future of individualized medicine, which can help our women's health care team intervene earlier in potential situations. Also, Gabe Gonzalez from our Family Counseling Center will be speaking about ways to deal with your stressful, busy schedule, including to make sure to take care of yourself.
All right. And do you have to register in advance of that, or can you just show up to either Monday?
You can just show up.
All right. It's A Slice of Time Just for You, presented by the FHN Women's Care Team, Monday, October 15th or Monday, October 22nd, 5:30 at Canova's in Freeport at 1101 West Empire Street. A lot of great information today, Cami, and I appreciate you coming aboard with us here on WEKZ. Where can people find out more about any of the topics we've talked about here today or about breast cancer awareness in general?
You can always go to our website, www.fhn.org, and there's a lot of great information there.
All right, very good. Cami, thanks so much for taking the time and joining us here today.
Thank you so much.
All right, Cami Robinson, FHN Women's Diagnostic Center, talking about breast cancer awareness. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month here today on AM 1260 FM 95.5. This is To The Point.